Thanks to Amazon Music for supporting the Productivity Show. Amazon Music is a streaming platform for both music and podcasts. To try Amazon Music Unlimited free for 30 days, go to amazon.com/TPS30. Thanks also to Hawthorne for supporting the Productivity Show. Hawthorne is a premium grooming brand that tailors your personal care routine to your unique profile, with skincare and hair care made just for you. Take Hawthorne's quiz today and get started on your personalized self-care routine at hawthorne.co and use promo code TPS to get 10% off your first purchase. We'd also like to thank Shopify for supporting the podcast. Shopify is a platform designed for anyone to sell anywhere, giving entrepreneurs like ourselves the resources once reserved for big businesses. For a free 14-day trial and full access to Shopify's entire suite of features, go to shopify.com/TPS.
Welcome to the Productivity Show, a podcast where we believe you can get everything done without having to sacrifice your health, family, and things that matter to you. My name is Tam Pham. I'm the founder and CEO of Aging Efficiency, where we help people become more productive at work and in life. Today, I am joined by my co-host, Brooks Duncan. How are you today, Brooks?
I'm great. Almost made it through another year, so I'm excited to almost get into all the Norwegian baking that we do in my family and get, that's my top priority, obviously, ready to get started on the new year.
Yeah, 2021 is coming to an end, and most of us who are listening at this point are getting ready for 2022. So today's episode is all about how to get ready for next year. Now, in a previous episode, in episode 382, we talked about how to review your past year, see how you did, you know, and maybe some things have come up for you that you might go, oh, you know what? This is something I would actually like to do for 2022. So if you haven't checked out that episode yet, be sure to check out that episode. You definitely don't want to miss that. But in this episode, we're going to connect some of the things you've discovered during that process to the upcoming year. So even if you missed it, don't worry. We have plenty of tips and strategies for you to help you out here to make sure that 2022 is going to be a successful year for you. So everything that we mentioned here in today's episode will be in the show notes. So you can always go to theproductivityshow.com/383. As always, before we start diving into the content, one of the things we always like to do at the Productivity Show is share some of our favorite productivity resources as of lately. And I have three of them here for you here today. So the first one is a book called The 5 Book, Where Will You Be 5 Years From Now? And this book is written by Dan Zadra. I hope I pronounced that correctly. It's Z-A-D-R-A. Or since Brooks is Canadian, he would say Zed. So the cool thing about this book is that it has tons of interesting and useful exercises to get you thinking about what you want your life to be like 5 years from now. So if you're looking for questions, prompts to kind of steer you in the direction of like, what is my future going to look like? This is a book you definitely want to check out. The second recommendation that I have here today is a pair of sunglasses called Ray-Ban Stories. So I think most of us are familiar with the brand Ray-Ban. Now, a few months ago, they released a new set of sunglasses in collaboration with Facebook that can record videos and take photos while you're wearing the sunglasses. And I personally love this pair so much that I wear it all the time when I'm riding my e-bike. So something I would definitely recommend you check out. And then the third one is another book called The Algebra of Happiness. This is a really short book on the topic of happiness, according to Scott Galloway, who is a NYU professor. So it's not really scientific in that sense, but it's more his stories and analogies of what it means to live a happy life. So I definitely recommend you check out that book as well. Again, everything will be in the show notes, so be sure to check it out at theproductivityshow.com/383. So, Brooks, let's just start diving into today's topic here, how to get ready for next year. Anyone that's listening right now, what would you say to that person?
Yeah, I know a lot of us have been in this situation where maybe you find every year that you make these big yearly goals, but then at the end of the year, they didn't happen. You know, maybe you kind of forgot about them partway through the year or something changed. Or maybe, and a lot of us have also been in this situation, you find yourself making the same goals every single year, which obviously means they didn't happen. So that could be something that some people resonate with you. Or maybe you just feel uncertain, like you want to get ready for the year, but you just feel uncertain about everything. You know, things keep opening and then closing, things seem to be getting better and then not, and you find it hard to plan when everything just seems so uncertain. So we're going to be talking a little bit about that. Or maybe you're somebody who has been very consistent in your annual process, like you have an annual process down, but you maybe need some more tips or you want to do a tweak that will help you get to your goals faster. We're going to be helping you with that as well. So we're going to be going into three ways to get ready for next year. But before we do that, we always like to tease our next week's episode. So next week, we're going to be talking about something that I think will help you in this upcoming year, because it's something, a skill that comes in handy a lot. And that is how to set boundaries and say no. So I know a lot of us, including myself, have trouble with that. So we're going to be talking about some strategies that can help with that. All right, Tan. So we are going to be talking about our three ways to get ready for next year. What is the first way to do that?
So number one is to reflect on last year and use it to improve this upcoming year. So we talked a little bit about reflection in 382, episode 382. So if we mention episode number, you can always go to theproductivityshow.com/382 or another number. And the short version of it is that in order to set yourself up for a really good year, you want to make sure that you learn from some of the successes you had this past year so that you can replicate them, but also learn from some of the failures or things that didn't fulfill you or things that didn't work out for you, and see what kind of lessons you can extract from that and then make improvements based on that so that you don't do the same thing for next year, right? So it sounds really simple, and in fact, it is very simple. It just takes a little bit of time to actually do this process on your own. So again, if you don't know a process, or if you're unfamiliar with the idea of like doing an annual review, you're kind of new to productivity, this is one of the things we definitely want you to check out. So again, episode 382 is a great place to start, but if you haven't checked out that episode yet, if you have a journal, I would recommend that you go through your journal and spend maybe 15, 20 minutes just reading some of the things you've written down over the past year or so. And if you're new to journaling or if you've never done it, definitely go check out episode 301, where we talk a little bit about the benefits of journaling and how to get started on that. Now, I know also many of you have probably used a calendar in the last 12 months or so, right? Most of us who are listening to the Productivity Show probably use some form of a calendar, whether it's digital, analog, maybe it's like a paper form. I would recommend that you start looking back at your calendar and just go starting in January and kind of look at, you know, what happened in January and then what happened in February, what happened in March, and you just go month by month. And I don't know about you, Brooks, but I always find it super interesting when I go over my calendar, because I will see things that I totally have forgotten about. Maybe it was a trip that I was on. Maybe it was a goal that I accomplished. Maybe it was like a habit that I started that particular month. I'm always surprised at all the things that I uncover when I review my calendar.
Yeah, it's the same with me. I find that calendar, you know, not all of us keep a journal, but pretty much everybody uses a calendar. And I'm sure pretty much everybody who listens to this show uses a calendar. And I'm the same thing. You'll go back and you'll see. And this isn't something that has to take a huge amount of time. We're not talking about like go in depth in each calendar entry you've had for the last year. We're not talking about that. But it's more just like going back and skimming it. And you'll see things that trigger. You'll see a conference you went to in March, or you'll see a project you were working on in June that you had kind of forgotten about, or maybe just you knew it in the back of your mind, and it will remind you of some of your things that came up during the year, and it can be really, really, really helpful. So yeah, the calendar for me is, every time I do this, I'm very surprised at the things that I had completely forgotten about throughout the whole year.
Most of us have recency bias, and that's the idea that we tend to remember the things that recently happened to us, but we forget easily all the things that happened way beyond that, right? So now that it is September or December, you might be saying to yourself, okay, well, I might know what happened in October or November, maybe the last 60 days or so, but I definitely don't remember what happened in February or March of this year, right? And that is not to your fault. It's just how our brains kind of work, right? We have short-term memory for a lot of different things. And so this is where the calendar is so helpful. So one of the things I would encourage you to do as you're going through your calendar is to look at some of the big wins that you had this past year and also some of the losses or things you feel like, oh, I wish this had gone better. And if you're someone who has done personal retrospectives, which we've talked about on the podcast as well, this is something you can look at as well and say, hey, let me pull up all my retrospectives that I've done and see some of the things that I've learned and some of the lessons that I've had from that and kind of say, okay, what can I take from this and use it for next year, right? So again, this whole idea here for tip number one is to review what happens and extract lessons from that. So another way to think about this, how can I replicate some of the big wins that I've had this past year and do it again for next year? Or what are some of the things that didn't go so well and how can I make improvements based on that and then make sure that next year is going to be a little bit better than that, right? And so it sounds so simple and it really is, but most of us just don't spend any time doing this. So I want to encourage you to really start maybe scheduling some time for yourself to go over your calendar for 30 minutes or so. And you'll be surprised with all the things that you'll uncover. So again, that is tip number one. Reflect on last year and use it to improve this upcoming year. Now, before we move on to tip number two, I want to give a quick shout out to our TPS Plus subscribers. Brooks, can you explain to our new listeners what TPS Plus is?
Yeah, TPS Plus, which you can learn more about at theproductivityshow.com/plus, is our kind of like a special upgraded version of the Productivity Show where you get episodes ad-free and you get them a week ahead of everybody else. And there's a bunch of other benefits. Like what one thing we hear a lot that people like is you get access to our show notes. So these are the actual notes that Tan and I work off of. And what I do is right after recording the episode, I export them to a PDF and then they're available for TPS Plus members to download. People like having it in written form. So that's another benefit. And for people who sign up for the annual plan, they also get a special t-shirt that is only available for TPS Plus annual members. So you can go to theproductivityshow.com/plus and learn more about all of that stuff. It's been really popular. Really, really thankful for our TPS Plus members. I spend most of my waking hours listening to either music or podcasts, so it's great to have both in one place. And lucky for me, and therefore for you too, Amazon Music is a streaming platform for both music and podcasts. They have over 10 million free podcast episodes to listen to, including the one that you're listening to right now from this show, The Productivity Show. It's available on Amazon Music. If that's not enough for you, some other examples, you can listen to the hilarious podcast Smartless 1 week before everyone else, ad-free on Amazon Music. There's also Dr. Death Miracle Man, the breathtaking true crime podcast, available 2 weeks early on Amazon Music. In addition to podcasts, Amazon Music has tons of course, music. They have over 75 million songs, thousands of music stations, and top playlists. With Amazon Music Unlimited, you can listen to any song, anywhere, offline, and with unlimited skips. And no matter what you're listening to, you can go hands-free with Alexa. I'm a sucker for Christmas music, so I've been listening to the Merry Mix playlist on Amazon Music on repeat. It's a great mix of classic and new songs, and the ability to use it with Alexa makes it so easy to play music wherever I want. For a limited time, new customers can try Amazon Music Unlimited free for 30 days. No credit card is required. Just go to amazon.com/TPS30. That's amazon.com/TPS30 to try Amazon Music Unlimited free for 30 days. It renews automatically, but of course you can cancel anytime, and terms apply. Hawthorne is a premium grooming brand that tailors your personal care routine to your unique profile. Hawthorne uses data from hundreds of thousands of customers to recommend perfect products to your body chemistry, skin type, hair type, and lifestyle. So upgrade the products that help you, like your body wash, shampoo, deodorant, face cleanser, moisturizer, and cologne. All you need to do is take a short study-backed quiz and get matched with your perfect grooming kit. You get free shipping on your Hawthorne order, and if you decide it's not for you, if you decide maybe you're not quite satisfied, they'll give you free shipping on the return as well. That's pretty good. I took the Hawthorne quiz, and it was easy and even fun. They asked some questions that you'd expect, like, hey, what's your skin type? But some I hadn't even thought of, like maybe what features of a deodorant are important to me. Hadn't really thought of that before. This is honestly one of the better quizzes I've taken. The quiz then tailored their essentials bundle to my answers so that everything from work and play cologne to shave gel to shampoo is perfectly matched to me. Hawthorne's grooming products are my answer to look good, feel good, and of course, smell good. So take Hawthorne's quiz today and get started on your personalized self-care routine by going to hawthorne.co and using promo code TPS to get 10% off your first purchase. That's hawthorne.co, promo code TPS for 10% off your first purchase. Thanks to Shopify for supporting the Productivity Show. I love Shopify. You can discover endless possibility because Shopify is tirelessly reinventing tools of growth for over 1.7 million businesses, helping them succeed every single day. So supercharge your knowledge, your sales, and your success. For a free 14-day trial, go to shopify.com/TPS, and that's all in lowercase. Shopify is a platform designed for anyone to sell anywhere, giving you the resources that were once reserved just for big business, but customized for you, with a great-looking online store that brings your idea to life and tools to manage and drive sales. Because an idea is one thing, but making your idea real opens endless possibilities. I mean, when AE first started and when we first started the podcast, there really wasn't anything that was easy to use, had nice-looking customer pages, and let you see exactly how your store is doing. It was just so complex. But now with Shopify, it's so easy for anyone to successfully run your own business. Shopify powers over 1.7 million entrepreneurs from first sale to full scale. And every 28 seconds, a small business owner makes their first sale on Shopify. It's really amazing. So get started by building and customizing your online store with no coding or design experience. You can access powerful tools to help you find customers, drive sales, and manage your day-to-day. And you can gain knowledge and confidence with resources to help you succeed. Plus, of course, they have 24/7 support, so you are never alone. Really more than a store, Shopify grows with you. This is a possibility that is all powered by Shopify. So go to shopify.com/TPS, and that's all lowercase, for a free 14-day trial and get full access to Shopify's entire suite of features. Start selling on Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/TPS right now.
Let's move on to tip number two here, and that is to use the T framework to see a big picture of what you want to focus on. So at Asian Efficiency, the company behind the Productivity Show, we are known for our methodology called the T framework, and T stands for time, energy, and attention. So as if you're drinking a cup of tea. And it's our system for figuring out a way to find your weaknesses in your personal productivity and then focusing in on that so that you can instantly make improvements and tweaks to your productivity and see it skyrocket. Because we're big believers that if you have time, energy, and attention fully maxed out, you are going to be an extremely Asian-efficient person, as we like to say. So if you're unfamiliar with the T framework, this is your first time hearing this, we recommend that you go to theproductivityshow.com/T, and we have all sorts of resources there. We also have a complete episode on this at 275. So if you go to theproductivityshow.com/275, you'll find an episode there as well. Or if you're listening to us in an app, just scroll back a little bit, find episode 275, you'll see it there. But basically, the idea with the T framework is that you can pinpoint exactly your starting point. So as you're starting to think about 2022, what do you want? Do you want more time? Do you want to have more energy? Or do you want to get more focused? Just based on those three questions, what stood out to you the most? What is something that you went, Tan, this is what I want. I want more time. Some of you say, I want more energy. And some of you will say, you know what? I get so easily distracted. I wish I could concentrate or focus longer. One of those three is going to resonate with you. And that's probably true for 99% of people. And some of you might say, oh my gosh, I need all three. And if that's you, don't worry. I know a lot of people are in that camp. But what I would recommend is that you don't focus on all three. You actually just pick one. And so each area, once you start to focus on one of them, has action steps that you can take to help you out right away. And again, the resources that I mentioned earlier will have all those things laid out for you. In the future, we will also have a T framework course as well, where we're going to walk you through our system and give you some more actionable steps. But until that course is launched, I would recommend you check out our free resources as well. So again, the T framework, time, energy, or attention, is, think of them as like three pillars of productivity. So Brooks, I'm curious to hear from you as we're entering 2022. Like if you look back at 2021 and thinking about 2022, like how would you use the T framework?
Yeah, so the way I do it is I try to pick one of the three to focus on each year, which is not to say I ignore the other two. Of course, all three, like you said, are the pillars of productivity, but I try to pick one that's kind of like an overarching theme for at least the beginning of the year, if not the whole year. And so last year for me, it was energy. So that was the one that I chose to focus on last year. And I find by having a theme for what I want to focus on from the T framework, it really helps me be reminded of what I want to do and kind of like do things through that lens. So yeah, it was quite successful me focusing on energy. I changed a bunch of things that have really, really helped. And one thing I will say too is that this works in conjunction with tip number one as well, because what you might find as you go back through your calendar is you might realize where the T framework maybe wasn't applied as well or was applied well, and you want to go from strength to strength. So if you're, as an example, if you're looking back and you see that maybe you had a really great weekend getaway in March, and you remember that after that, you just came back like really energized. Maybe that's something you want to think as you're looking forward to the next year. I need to make sure, if possible, to do one of those once a quarter or something like that, or you know, whatever time frame makes sense to you, that you realize that it really helped your energy, or maybe it's time, or maybe it's attention. And by looking back, it can help you use the T framework lens to look forward. So for me personally, energy was my 2021 theme. And for me, it's going to be attention for 2022. So I'm really going to be taking steps to lock down on my focus. Not that it's a problem really, but like I said, I always like to have a theme to focus on. So it's going to be attention for 2022.
I would say if you're new to the Productivity Show, if you're new to Asian Efficiency, you probably want to spend most of your time on the time aspect of the T framework. This is where most people come to us for. And if you have more time, it unlocks a lot of new possibilities for most people. Now, if you're someone who has been studying productivity for a bit, you're kind of using calendar pretty well, most of you probably want to focus on more energy. It's usually the next step for most people. Once you kind of have your time managed in a way that you like it, energy is usually the next barrier that a lot of people face. So when you have more energy, it allows you to get things done you already know you want to get done. But sometimes we just have resistance around that, right? And so this is where energy is so helpful. So like getting more sleep, exercising on a regular basis, being mindful of what you're eating, meditation, mindfulness, and so on, right? Attention is kind of like the trickiest of the three, and it's usually the most advanced one as well. So if you're struggling with focus, if you're struggling with concentration, if you're struggling with, you know, I want to do this, but you end up doing something else, or you find out after the fact that you wasted time and energy doing the wrong thing, then you want to start paying careful attention to attention, pun intended. So if you want to think about, you know, where you fall in that spectrum, go to the T framework episodes and content that we just talked about earlier. You can go to, again, theproductivityshow.com/T, so T-E-A, and you'll find all sorts of resources there. Okay, so that is tip number two. Use the T framework to see big picture what you want to focus on for 2022. All right, let's move on to tip number three here, and that is to focus on the first 90 days. Many of you who are listening are probably already familiar with the idea of setting a goal for the whole year. But if you've been listening to us for a while, you know that we're not big fans of annual goals. Most of the time, they don't work for most people. There's no sense of urgency, and we're big fans of 90-day goals or quarterly goals. Hence, we even have a course called the 90-Day Goal Getter, where we walk you through our exact process for setting a goal and making sure you have a process in place and accountability to get it done over the next 90 days. And the reason we like 90 days is because, one, you have a sense of urgency, because if you start a goal in January, most of us have already lost momentum and steam by, you know, February, or if not by March already, right? And so you lose that sense of urgency. If you kind of fall off the bandwagon, you know, when it's like summertime, you might go, oh, you know what? I still have September and October, you know, to make some movements. And you know what happens? September comes around, you go, oh man, I don't know if I want to do this. You know, I'm just going to give up. I'm going to wait till January of next year, right? And then we repeat the cycle over and over and over again. So if you've set goals before where it's the same goal every single year, you know that feeling where you're like, I want to do this, but I don't know a better way of doing this. Well, this is where 90-day goals come in handy. So by having a shorter time frame, it gives you a bigger sense of urgency to get it done. But also you make it more realistic for yourself, because one of the things we tell people to do is, instead of having this big, big, hairy goal, what if you turn it into something smaller that you can accomplish over the next 90 days? And 90 days is like long enough to make significant progress, but also short enough to have that sense of urgency to be like, okay, like I need to get going, right? If I skip a week, I'm going to feel behind. I need to catch up on that, right? Instead of making all sorts of different excuses. So we like 90 days for many, many reasons. And Brooks, I'm kind of curious to hear how you have applied this idea.
What we found is there's actually a repeatable process that you can go through in order to use these 90-day goals that you were talking about to actually put the stuff that we've been talking about into practice. So what you want to do first is use that reflection from tip number one. So what are some of the things that went well, that didn't go well, that perhaps you want to change? And then you want to use your T framework lens from tip number two. And by the way, we record these podcasts live in front of our productivity community and also our TPS Plus members. I forgot to mention that. And so I asked the people in the live stream which of time, energy, and attention they think they're going to work on for 2022. And so far, most people are saying attention. We've had some energy, but attention seems to be the big focus. So that's kind of interesting. So you use your T framework for tip number two. Sounds like some people will be using attention in the live stream. And then what you want to do is you want to make your 90-day plan. And this has been working out really, really well for me over the past few years. So I'm definitely going to be putting this into action as we roll into 2022. And so what you want to do is brainstorm some goals that will help with your T focus. It's not to say it's the only thing you're going to be doing throughout the year. Obviously, you've got other things that will be happening. But what is your goal going to be, or your goals going to be, for addressing that T focus that you came up with in tip number two? And then you're going to have a list. So then what you want to do is pick one goal, or maybe one work, one personal, however you want to do it, to initially focus on. And then what you want to do is analyze, like, where are you now with that goal versus where do you want to be? Like, what's the gap in between? Then you want to figure out what actions do you need to take to close that gap. And then what you want to do is figure out how you can make time for those actions. You know, we can rarely find time. I don't know about you, Tan, but a lot of us have pretty busy schedules, so it's not like we have a bunch of downtime sitting around that we can all of a sudden start doing stuff to address our goals. Usually we need to make time somehow. And then figure out, what do you need to be successful? Do you need to learn some additional skills? Do you need to get some help from other people? What is it that you need to be successful? So once you've put all this together and you know what you're going to be doing for the next 90 days, you're going to know when ideally you're going to be able to do it, and then you're going to know who or what you're going to use to help you be successful, then you're ready to roll for that first 90 days. And then it's just like you said, improve and iterate every single 90 days. And once you can get into this repeatable cycle, it's just actually quite amazing what we can all do during a whole year.
Yeah. So I, again, would encourage you to turn it upside down and say, hey, instead of doing an annual goal, I'm going to do a 90-day goal. And that forces you to think through what you can actually accomplish over the next 90 days. So you're going to be setting smaller goals, and that's good for you, especially if you're someone who has trouble accomplishing their goals in the past few years. By setting smaller goals and actually accomplishing them as well, you give yourself momentum then to move on to the next goal. And that could be something completely different. It could be something not related to your first 90 days whatsoever, right? So maybe the first 90-day goal would be like starting a podcast or launching a business. And then you go, you know what? I have actually found out that I don't want to do this. Now I'm going to change it to learning how to dance salsa or something, right? It could be something completely different. But now you have the time and energy and capacity to do so without waiting for a whole new year to kind of re-jump things and restart things, right? So again, we like the 90-day plan very much. So to kind of wrap up tip number three here, focus on the first 90 days. Don't worry about for the rest of the year. Just focus on the first 90 days. All right, so those are the three tips that we have for you here today. And as always at the Productivity Show, we like to end things with an actionable action item that you can take action on. So what I would recommend you do if you made it this far is to set aside time to do your reflection for about 30 minutes to go over your calendar of the past year, and then use that as inspiration for what you'll be doing for next year. And again, you can use the T framework, right? But just doing the actual review process of going through your calendar will give you a lot of ideas what you want to do for next year. So go ahead and schedule that time right now. And I know you're going to be doing very well this upcoming year. Next week's episode is all about how to set boundaries and saying no. So if you have trouble doing that, you definitely don't want to miss next week's episode. And everything that we talked about today can be found in the show notes by going to theproductivityshow.com/383. Thanks again, and we'll see you in next Productive Monday.